T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk politics with Blois Olson from the Morning Take here on WCCO. Blois, if I want to get your newsletter each day here now that I have probably more time at home to work to read, how do I do that?
Dave, thanks for asking. You just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and there's a link to subscribe right there.
Good. Yeah, I made the mistake of watching a Tiger King this weekend, and it really did disrupt my sleep, I got to tell you. The dreams weren't good.
I will tell you that I have avoided it so far. I watched All American on Netflix, which you would really like. And I think Miss Lee would like it too, just so you know. You could watch it together.
Well, she's the one that got me watching Tiger King, and so I got to get over that first. That is one weird, bizarre show.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I've now heard enough about that I don't think I need to watch it. So there you go.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a non-virus related story. But that's a poll we just saw. I just saw it over the weekend in the Hill, Blois. What regarding the presidential race? What's going on?
Well, they're tracking the presidential race as though they normally would, even though nothing's normal about this campaign. And in fact, the way you watch Biden campaign from his basement studio is very interesting, with delays on TV interviews, et cetera. But he has a lead. But what they did is they went deeper and they started to line Biden up with some of his running mates, including Minnesota's own Amy Klobuchar. And when Biden was there, or when Klobuchar was included in the poll as Biden's running mate, she pushed Biden over 50% nationally. So did Senator Kamala Harris from California. So you and I have not talked about this, but there's been several reports that Klobuchar is being vetted as Biden's possible running mate. It makes a lot of sense. She's from the Midwest. She performed really well. She stayed in that race longer than anyone. He said his running mate would be a woman. And it's going to be, this race is probably going to be from one in the Midwest, somewhere between Minnesota and Pennsylvania. Those are the states, if you just kind of stay along that Rust Belt, that people are going to pay attention to. And so she's certainly under consideration. And so, it's 2020, Dave. We've had a lot of crazy stories. That would be just add one more at the end of the year, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, let me ask you about, and her husband, Senator Klobuchar's husband, John, is recovering, it sounds like.
Yeah, he's out of the hospital and doing well. And so that's great news.
Let me ask you about the governor's bill now, the allocation of the $330 million in the COVID-19 aid. Do we know more about that today, Blois, as we've had a chance to digest it just a little bit?
It's $330 million in aid. It brings the whole response in Minnesota to about $550 million. There's $200 million into a state fund that the agencies can tap. And what Wall says is they needed a fund to have to be nimble. Where do they need to go for some money in the short term without having it clearly allocated? And then $30 million to groups that are handling childcare for the essential workers right now. And then there's $40 million in grants and loan guarantees for small business. And that got a lot of bipartisan support. Senator Eric Pratt from the Prior Lake area worked with Commissioner Deed, Steve Grove on that. So they did a lot of work on that, and now they've said that the legislature's out until at least April 14th, and so we'll just kind of watch and see how the state responds, and more deaths over the weekend. But so far, Minnesota seems to have distanced a little earlier and maybe pushed off that peak a little. We'll see. I don't know about you, but if you were out and about this weekend, but I made one trip out, and it did seem like behavior even changed even further based on the previous weeks or last weekend with people distancing much further.
You know, yeah, now that you made me think about that, Blois, I don't think I did go out. I think all I did was I take that back. I went for a couple of walks and runs.
Yep.
I did go get takeout because I just thought it was important to kind of help out our restaurant and our servers out there. And so I did that, which was actually quite delightful. So.
Yeah, no, that's good. I made one trip on Saturday to the Costco in St. Louis Park, and anybody's ever been to the Costco in St. Louis Park on a Saturday, it's never a pleasant thing. But I walked right in, parked close, and that was a sign that everybody had the supplies they needed, and I got some more that I needed, and on with life we went.
Hey, yeah, and as long as you say that, I want to say a big thank you to those people, too, that are going to those stores and keeping us up to date on supplies. And I want to say thank you to the truckers, boys, who are out there delivering the product. I know it's not easy for anybody right now, but a big thank you for all that they're doing as well.
Yeah, we have a link in Morning Take. It's not a Minnesota story, per se, but a story about truckers right now. And, it's a great read. So it's from the New York Times. So if people want to subscribe, they'll see that link today.
The governor today is busy talking, I understand, with the vice president?
Yeah, he'll be on the daily briefing call with the governors and the vice president. He'll also be on the 2 p.m. Department of Health media briefing that he does. He seems to be doing it only Monday through Friday. He did not do it over the weekend, and then he'll do a call with Minnesota Council of Nonprofits. He's really been reaching out to various groups and constituencies during this time, from labor unions to business groups to the nonprofits, trying to make sure everybody's in the loop on what his plans are and how the state can help. And so we'll get his update at 2 o'clock, which has become a daily listen for many of us.
Yeah, no kidding. Have you, they say people are planning their trips around 2 o'clock when the governor speaks because they don't want to miss it. I listened to last Friday on the radio the entire time. I will say here at WCCO, we're carrying that as well. So
yep.
If you're in the vehicle, you can just sit there like I did in the truck, and all of a sudden you're listening because I think I had to go to the store and get something. What about law enforcement? How are they handling all of this stuff? I mean, we've got a stay-at-home order in the city, but I know they don't want to be rude about it, but how are they handling all of that?
You know, it varies from community to community. Over the weekend, Jacob Frey made sure that law enforcement felt empowered to break up any large groups. He wanted to make sure people aren't social distancing. I think this is a response to some places like Chicago, like Detroit, where people have been continuing to gather, and then they've had major hotspots in those cities, especially among communities of color. There's a story out this morning. I know we're going to, you know, we can even make fun of them a little now, that Edina police are going to start breaking up large gatherings in Edina, which apparently continued to happen somewhat over the weekend. And so I think community by community, people are looking. They're not out looking to, you know, pull people over and see why you're on the street. But I think law enforcement is going to give some strong nudges to break up any parties or socializations, which is natural. I mean, even in my neighborhood last night, there, you know, somebody had a fire and it was fine. They were all 6 feet apart, but there was clearly this need of, hey, no, we kind of want to talk to each other a little and in these tough times. And so I think if people are responsible about it, law enforcement will leave them alone. But I don't think parties are going to be welcome sites for law enforcement these days.
This is kind of a sidebar. I mentioned to you last week when a bunch of the elementary teachers came through in their cars and the kids were all sitting out on the berm on that nice day that we had. Was that Thursday, as I recall, and they were honking their horns and waving at the kids and stopping and saying, and the kids were telling back how much they loved their teachers. It was really, really heartwarming and cool, and I just applaud them for doing it. But celebrations take on a different kind of mode right now, and you have to be creative. And that happened in your house because Jack had a birthday.
He did have a birthday. He had a birthday on Saturday, but we just got an ice cream cake and made sure that, you know, we had friends and family, you know, say happy birthday and just surprise him a little with a few little things. But it wasn't, first of all, he was supposed to be in Florida on spring break. And second of all, you know, he hadn't seen his friends in about 2.5 weeks. So it was good to just get him some cake, ice cream cake from DQ, his request. And his fancy birthday dinner, Dave Lee, at 17, Chipotle.
which my kids love, and I'm sure Jack does too. That's
a, and he hadn't had it in 2.5 weeks, so it was a special treat. There you go.
That's a home run. You know, we put up, well, I'll talk more about that after the news here on WCCO Radio. Thanks, boys. Again, one more time, how do I get your email?
WCCORadio.com/morningtake. You can subscribe right there.
All right, I'll talk to you later today. He is Blaise Olson here on WCCO, The Morning Take, on The Morning News with Dave Lee here. Lots to come. We'll talk with our education commissioner from Minnesota coming up on this first day of a non-traditional school, and we'll try to get the details on exactly what that means, because I know they've had already a lot of meetings to discuss how they're going to handle this, so we'll look forward to that visit with Mary Catherine later today. Sunshine at 58 today. Holy smokes, looks good weather-wise. More on that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.